You were always wicked. Sure, you tried to deny it, but it's your nature. And I'm the devil, so I know wickedness intimately. You'd play at being the good girl, but deep down, you always knew you had a little evil inside you, too. And that made you easy prey for me. I knew if I waited for the right moment, you'd be so simple to seduce with an offer you just couldn't refuse. I'm not so much a liar myself, despite what you may have heard. I'm just very persuasive. So when you found yourself in a profound amount of trouble, which I may or may not have had a hand in, you were very eager to listen to my little pitch. Naturally, I would solve your problems for you and give you some other things to sweeten the deal, including a lot of money, if you gave me something I desired in return. At first, it sounded a little too easy, and you were correct in feeling anxious about my offer. You see, I didn't want your mortal soul. I've had plenty of those. No, I just wanted to play with your body whenever I desired for the rest of your life. I told you that when I wasn't interested in using your corporeal form for my own pleasure, you'd be free to make whatever choices you wanted to make. But when I did, when I was interested, when I wanted to use and abuse you, you would be completely willing. No permanent damage would be done to your body, and there'd be no risk to your life, of course. You took a deep breath and nodded your head, and then I showed you the contract and poked the end of your finger with that quill, drawing just enough blood for you to sign it. So you knew the terms of that deal when you made it. I was explicitly clear, and you thought it was fair for all you got in return. It was quite a bit of compensation. Of course, I didn't tell you all the details when you signed that parchment. And you were a little wary after you had. Especially when you heard that deep, evil laugh that stuck in your mind for weeks. I also didn't tell you when I planned on collecting on your end of the bargain the first time. I wanted you to have a false sense of security. Or maybe to think it was all a dream or something else from the realm of your own fantasies. But I knew exactly what I was doing. It's so much more fun to pop up right when someone's almost forgotten about their obligations. And being the entity that I am, there was no need for me to knock when I wanted you. No, I have better ways of doing things. I appeared in your room as you lay nearly naked under your sheets. You slept through my arrival, but I didn't let you slumber long. You felt a rough hand pressed against your slightly parted lips, and I pulled the sheets back with my other one, exposing your body to me. Those lovely little bits of clothing you wore came off like rags with so little effort from me, so I could admire every inch of you, my new little plaything. I paused for a moment for you to fully wake up so that there'd be no doubt in your mind that what was happening wasn't a dream, so that you would know that this really happened. You began to shiver as I started to pull all the heat out of the room into me. And while we were waiting, I gave you a chance to think about all the things I could do to you. And I had a little fun by infiltrating your mind and adding a few other thoughts that wouldn't have occurred to you. The look in your eyes was priceless when you realized what I was doing to you. But that's what you get for not reading the fine print. But as much as I love to tease and torment, tonight I wanted simple gratification. I wanted to use your body in so many deliciously awful ways. You aren't expecting me to move as fast as I do, though. So, while you're still in your daze, your mind filled with the horrible fantasies we're both thinking of, I'm on top of you, and you can sense that even though I don't look massive, I'm still so much stronger than you, and that you can't fight me. And before you can even cry out, my burning hot cock is already halfway inside of you. It's so painful that you cry out and gasp. The almost unbearable heat and sighs are nearly too much for you to take, and your eyes fill with tears. You're also instantly the wettest you've ever been. It's such a mixed set of signals, isn't it? You can't stop yourself from moaning as I start fucking you harder, thrusting into you. Deeper and deeper, and you groan loudly the first time my entire cock is completely inside you. I know you weren't expecting to feel this full, but now that you are, it's everything you'd hope for, and more. I pull my hand from your mouth and slide it down to your bare breasts, and the heat from my fingers makes it feel like I'm dripping hot candle wax across your nipples. You make these high-pitched noises every time they tap against you, and you look like this is something you were never expecting to feel. You start moaning even louder and whimpering because you know this is just the beginning. You can hear my voice in your head, letting you know all the horrible things I'm gonna do to your sweet little body. All the torments that you're about to endure. And then you slowly start to think about how much you're gonna enjoy that too. Of course I leave a few things out because I like surprising you. Hearing you scream and feeling you quiver on my cock as I do something stimulating that you weren't expecting is such amazing fun. I could force you to be completely still while I do these things to you. And there will be days where I do that. But for the most part, I want to feel you shudder and react to the things I'm doing to you. Like when I grab you by your hair and make you turn over so I can fuck you from behind while you're lying on your belly. You're so fucking wet now that when my cock slams back into you, it slides in with one long stroke, and you shriek, both from the pain and the pleasure. You're getting used to the heat now, but the size is still a little too much for you. Yet you're taking it so well. I can tell you're about to come from being fucked, and I want that. I want you to come on my cock like the little slave you are. You just don't know yet how bad this deal's gonna be for you. But you will soon. My hand grips around your throat, and you can feel my nails pushing against your flesh. And I can tell by the way you're breathing, the panic in your body, and your racing thoughts. You know that I really could hurt you. Or I could kill you. Here and now. But why would I do that? You're so much more fun like this. I pull you up onto your hands and knees so I can fuck you even harder. And make you rock back into me. Because I want you to be an active participant in this. And you are. You slam back against me, groaning and whimpering as you do. My hand around your throat tightens, and you start coming again and again, like I've just set you free in the middle of the best fuck you've ever had. And this whole time, you haven't said a single word. You've just been making noises. Even some you never knew you could make. You finally managed to say a single word. Please. And even you don't know if that means you want me to stop or you want me to keep going. The room keeps getting colder and colder. And the only thing that's keeping you from freezing is the heat from my cock buried deep inside you, and the burning sensation from my fingers rubbing and grabbing your flesh and my hand around your throat. Occasionally, my body presses against you, and despite the cold, you sweat so much in every place I touch you. I'm slowly turning you into my own personal thrall. I'm so rough with you because your body is mine to play with. You know this, but you haven't fully given in yet. But you will. I just have to teach you your place. You're helpless to fight against my will. And now you're slowly convincing yourself this is really what you want. With a groan, I force your face into your mattress as I come, and you scream from one final orgasm. I thrust myself deep into you and fill your womb with so much hot, thick demon seed. I just keep pumping it into you for what must feel like hours. Each pulse lifting your knees off the bed just a little bit, making you sob sweetly. But I can see it in your mind that you don't want to stop. You make such wonderful noises as I keep fucking you hard until my cum is dripping out of you in torrents down your legs. And all over your clean sheets. You breathe a sigh of relief, and my laugh fills the whole room. It's so sweet that you think we're done. I'm not human. I don't have to wait to come again. So I lay you on your back with your head over the edge of the bed. You don't really have the strength to even pretend to resist me at this point. So you let me do this to you without a complaint. I tell you to open your mouth. And you manage a whine before you comply. I lift your head for a moment so I can see the look of disbelief in your eyes. You know exactly what I'm gonna do to you. I can read your thoughts. You think you won't be able to take it all. But I've been doing this for millennia. I know exactly what you're capable of. You wince, when the head of my cock touches your lips. But you're still so eager to please that your tongue is helpless to resist darting out and licking the tip. I push forward and you choke at first as it starts going down your throat. And your legs kick out as you start to panic. The heat still is painful in your mouth as it was in your cunt. And I know you've never been face-fucked by a cock this big before. It's wonderful to watch your whole body react to this. And being in your mind, it was even more fun to stoke those feelings of terror, to make them more intense. But soon, you figure out how to hold your breath in time with my strokes, and you're just taking whatever I give you now, with a few shudders and a little gagging. But you'll learn to suppress that too. And because I know when you need to breathe, since I can see it in your mind, I can push you to your limits. Maybe even a little past them too. Your mouth and tongue clean your juices and my cum from my thick cock, inch by inch as it slowly pushes down your throat. You're both so disgusted and turned on by this, and you make a series of noises demonstrating these conflicting feelings. I enjoy that too, experiencing your discomfort, both through observation and from reading your thoughts. I also want you to enjoy this too, though, as part of my fun, I'm definitely going to warp one of your fantasies to suit my whims. And there's the one, the little thing in your mind that tickles you. That thing you never tried. Well, you can have that. We're going to do it my way, though. I place my hand on your belly and push sexual energy into you so that you're primed for my next trick. I slide my fingers down towards your aching clit and that cunt still dripping my cum all over your sheets. And I just start making you spontaneously orgasm again and again, just clustering them in waves. And I was kind at the beginning, since I made them small to start. But I know how this is going to play out. And I laugh again. I can feel you gasp around my cock when you hear that. And then you start screaming in pleasure from between my legs. When my cock isn't buried in your fucking throat, you arch your back and your body convulses as they become more powerful. But that pleasure slowly takes on other characteristics too. Forcing you to have orgasm after orgasm is tiring, and I know it's slowly, torturously breaking you down. After one particularly hard one, your teeth bit down a bit. And it made me cackle. You can't hurt me, silly girl. But I know, it's starting to hurt you. And I can read your thoughts. You want them to stop, or you want me to slow down. But I'm not gonna do that. And the harder I fuck your face, the more I make you come. with the other hand that isn't making you climax again and again, I alternate between choking you more and running my fingers over your rock-hard nipples, making you experience the sensation of hot candle wax pouring across them in surprising ways. And I can even vary the heat to make those touches even more painfully pleasurable. Your vocalizations when I do this are so delicious. At this point, I'm going to try and keep you as close to your limits as I can. Your face is covered in your own spit. You're on the very edge of your tolerance by holding your breath, especially with the onslaught of orgasms I'm forcing you to have. And I know there's only so much you can take. It's so entertaining watching you squirm under me as I drive myself down your throat and make you a fucking mess. And now that I have you at that edge of what you can endure, I begin building us both up to an intense finish. I play with your mind and make those forced orgasms begin to feel amazing again. I'm gonna come down your throat while I make you have the greatest fucking orgasms you've ever experienced. I laugh one last time and push so much sexual energy through you that your whole body responds to how powerful your final orgasm is. As you scream, I push my full length into your mouth until your face is against my body and I explode with another massive load. Only, unlike your cunt, there's nowhere for this cum to go other than down your aching throat. And I'm gonna make sure you swallow every burning hot drop. Your body shakes and quivers as my cock just keeps spewing shot after shot down your throat. And you try to cope with that and the waves of pleasure that are radiating through your whole body. You do wish that I'd let you breathe, but if I did, these pleasurable sensations would fade away too quickly. I make you hold on until I know you're about to pass out. And then I pull out in one fluid motion, and you gasp like it's the first breath you've ever taken. I can sense that you thought there'd be so much less because of how much I came before. But once again, I'm the devil. I don't have limitations like that. I laugh as you lay spent on your bed, trying to catch your breath. A sweaty, cum-covered specimen who can barely move or think at this point. And when you close your eyes, I disappear. And as soon as I do, you're already feeling that aching in your loins. You need for me to fuck you again. To feel this unnatural appendage inside you once more. Soon the craving will be too strong for you to remain silent. You'll find yourself compelled to beg for me to reappear, to have mercy on you by fucking you again. You'll offer yourself to me so willingly if I just come back and let you have some relief. But the more you beg, and the more you need me to fuck you, the longer I'm gonna make you wait. because I know that I can make you completely shameless, willing to offer anything you think I might want you to do, just so you can feel my fingers or cock inside of you. And I'll still tease you. I want to hear you beg for me to destroy you in every fucking way you would have refused before, to give yourself to me fully. And I will make you come so hard again. It'll be so fucking intense. So beyond what you could ever have imagined before this point. Those vivid sensations are all you're ever gonna want, no matter how painful the torment that precedes it. Because I own you, and I know this, even if I didn't have a contract signed in your blood. But you have to understand that too. Down in the core of your very being, you have to fully comprehend, really get your brain around the power I have over you and the need that you have for me. You have to accept that the only thing that will bring you fulfillment now is the pleasure and pain that I can give you. My cock will be the altar at which you pray. It will be the thing that the rest of your life revolves around now. So I didn't need to bargain for your soul. You'll give it to me so willingly now. And I don't even have to ask. You'll fucking beg me to take it just so you can feel me inside you again. You are already broken, and we've just gotten started. Just imagine the shit I'm gonna do to you the next time I appear.